This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. European markets have been a bit brighter the past week or so, mostly on hopes that the European Central Bank is going to ride to the debt crisis rescue once and for all. It does prompt us to ask, though, as we sometimes do.
What's up, Europe?
We go to Madrid today and to Miguel Ancho Morado to see how the Spanish are really feeling about things. Miguel, it's good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
So first of all, I guess, how's the mood? I mean, sentiment over here seems to be a little bit, hey, Europe's not doing so bad right now.
Well, interestingly enough, in Spain, this news about the ECB scheme to save the euro has been received with some concern and even with apprehension.
Really? Apprehension? It's going to save the euro and that's a bad thing?
Well, it's not a bad thing if it saves the euro, but maybe not a good thing for Spain, for the reason that Spain has to request a full bailout in order to enjoy this scheme devised by Mr. Mario Draghi.
Yeah, the head of the ECB,
That's a problem, because the bailout will stigmatize the Spanish economy. And then there's another problem, and is that this help comes with the strings attached.
The more important question, though, is how's the mood of the people? I mean, obviously, it seems they're not all that happy.
Well, the people is mostly worried about the unemployment. Of course, the unemployment figure, 25%. We keep repeating this figure because it's so staggering.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also because of the response, which comes basically in the form of cutbacks of, well, everything, you name it, the education, everything has been affected by the austerity program. And people are now beginning to feel the pain of it. And in fact, we are preparing ourselves, we're bracing for a very difficult called autumn, in which lots of industrial actions, strikes, protests are already in store.
You'll forgive me, but this sounds a little bit like Greece of a year ago, which nobody really enjoyed.
Well, the sorts of solutions that the European Union and the Spanish government now are implementing are quickly approaching us to Greece in a certain sense, because the response of the population is becoming increasingly like that of Greece. We don't have the same problems, but we have the same solutions. And maybe implementing the same solutions, we will end up with the same problems as well.
What about you? I mean, day to day, do you feel this?
Well, of course, I suffer all these tax races and all these deterioration of the economy very much.
But can you, say, go out for a nice meal with friends? I mean, is that something you're still willing and able to do?
Well, it depends on your mood and on your nature. Mine is that I will go out with my friends no matter what.
Yeah.
And if the crisis deepens, well, then an additional reason to do that.
Miguel Ancho Morado, we reached him in Madrid. Miguel, thank you so much.
My pleasure.